See, I never get this. So what's the point of if this is strap is if this strap is supposed to go behind, I'm obviously doing this wrong. Obviously failing this like I said, whatever calling center.
You have this going behind your ears.
Yeah, this
Yeah.
is isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what this is. Yes, so okay. So it's probably not much to talk about at the moment in terms of like talking about each other's stuff. I mean, beyond what we've been talking about yesterday. So what I've been thinking is maybe if we try to really make sense together of the XML format to be sure that we can all produce the data that we are producing in a way, or at least, I mean, I guess my data I'll probably load in completely different way anyway because it's matrix, but all the stuff that goes as annotation that we have it in the right format, maybe if we just sort of pool what we know about the XML format and try to make sense of it. I don't at all know how to go about this. What I did just now is I downloaded some files, some XML files, and I was thinking if we maybe just should go through some of them and like try to see if you understand the general structure and pull together what we think about the structure, what we think the things mean, and then talk about how the annotation for information density and stuff should maybe be structured in a similar way. Well, but I don't really have an idea like what otherwise what we would do today in this meeting. I mean.
Yeah.
You don't have to run most of what we
No, just maybe talk about how you would give me your data file.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that part?
That's the interface between having the topic segments and calculating the information importance of words. Yeah. So I would need separate files for each segment or just maybe have delimiters in between each
No,
segment.
that's the way it works. It's called
Okay, yeah, and then I can make files of that.
Yeah, if you're happy to do that.
All right.
And you seem to need a label for each segment. I mean, most
No,
of
I
them,
don't
you
know.
don't.
No, no.
I could give you an ID, but we
Yeah,
couldn't
that's
tell you what
fine.
to give a topic and
I just
title for it.
need a title for the file, but it doesn't matter what it is.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so does anyone have a good idea where to start? Like which, what, so what is it we're talking about getting in at the moment? We're basically just, because the two of you will merge your data together, right? In some way, like in the end it'll result in one annotation. So the only thing we're trying to tie in is just an additional annotation which is similar to the annotation about what would it be most similar to? Simply to the segmentation information?
Yes,
Or
but I mean they're all very, very similar, all those XML files. And yet, I look at the, for
I'm
example,
not sure.
Alice.
So yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm not sure what software I have at the moment. Hello? Hello?
So what we have then when we are mixing our values together, is it a value for each expression for each sentence or something? Yeah. Yeah, I would just end up with values for each word, so I wouldn't have any boundaries for segments at all. I just would have the words, and then how we how long each expression would be, I don't know.
But going from a word business, wouldn't it be easy to then go back and calculate for each utterance?
Yeah, but what is an utterance? Okay. So what we would fit in into the XML files, would it be a value for each utterance, or would you? Okay. So then we would have to fit in more than just one value, so. Yeah. But, Yeah, that's better.
Words.
So we would need a value label for each of those segments that are not dialect acts. For all those that point to the actual words. Yeah, that's there. No, above. Yeah.
So this is somebody saying it doesn't.
Yeah.
So the file with annotations for information density, what would that be like? Would that be like the segments file giving a start word and an end word, or would that, how would that be to best tie in with the system? Something like this, or like where you give sort of a reference to a beginning and an end position.
Yes, and then another one that perhaps gives the actual probability value.
Well, that would be in the same file, wouldn't it? Which just
couldn't
we have a, like, I guess we could introduce a different. Now, if we just do something which for every segment in here attaches, actually, can we not tie it to the segments file? Would that not be the way how they would want it to do it? If we, in the end, we want to attach to each of those segments one number for now. And those segments have, do they have an ID? Yeah, I guess they do. So this is the ID of a specific segment, right? Yeah, so wouldn't it, I mean, the problem is, they haven't looked at the exact inner workings of the engine yet, but you'd think that the easiest way, and the way that how it's intended to be, would be just if we have here a link to the segment, or like an ID for that segment, that we just create another file which links to the segment and then has an additional value which is the number.
So you mean an attribute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's probably what you meant, just having, like, for each sort of our segments, having just the ID, which is referencing to these segments here, and another attribute, which is the value. So this whole information we would then store in this, that I don't have access to because I didn't download, like just this one meta information file where it describes the structure of all the files and describes which attributes they bring in. So we would add that to that file, saying that sort of we bring in information density, and then we would create a file of that type, which we probably couldn't call it segment. I'm not sure, we probably might have to have a different word for it. I'm not sure if it, there's any trouble with it repeating.
Wouldn't it be easiest to just incorporate a new attribute in this file?
In the existing segment?
Yeah, file. I don't know. That's probably not very nice, but it would be quite easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I reckon actually. If you make a copy of it.
Yeah.
Say about the doesn't the lazy loading apply to everything? I mean that it sort of dynamically
yeah,
loads.
Yes, but it has a basic thing that it loads everything. So for example, every time it loads the segment things, it can.
I think it loads the whole of the segments file every time. The segment at the moment is split up over.
Because otherwise, in the other things, there's no information about what the participant name is and so on. So, then the segment is quite a very basic that you need to check for.
But they display the segments in, or the utterances in their user interface as well, where the words are displayed. So they have their utterances displayed in their interface. So that they access probably this file and then they display the words. So why shouldn't we be able to do that?
No, but I think it's too early to really like discuss that in detail because we don't at all understand at the moment how the internal data structure, like how the loading works. So maybe if we go ahead, do you think it would be possible for you to do an like something like segments, or maybe just a copy of segments, which has an attribute for each segment, which is like with a value, with a density value? Would it be easy though, because all your methods are sort of not working with their whole time frame structure there, so would it be easy for you to tie things together, like if you're doing it on the word basis here with those words, that in the end you then tie it back into the right segment here? I mean, probably have to do
a bit of...
Yeah,
I don't know how about words, like for my segment, for the F0 measurements and all those ways, and from there I always store the thing starting at time with everything I calculated there, so...
You're doing it time-based at the moment.
Yes.
So this isn't directly having time references, but you can get the... Oh, it is actually here. Okay. So if you slice it up by time, you'd probably be able to just, like, attach, like, just some attribute of info value just to each of those segments.
One second of that is sometimes 2 seconds of mine, it's just a very much.
Yeah, the problem is probably that I extract all the words and then I don't use an ID or something for it, so it would be difficult to write it back to the right position.
But every word, just the word picking, like there's always the same information value in your thing, right? Does it depend on its position?
It depends on the position, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I could use a different approach though.
But if you get the results from that software and you go back over it, then with that file sort of you write an algorithm which then goes back, because they're in the right order still and stuff, right? So that should be
yeah.
Open. But this is by speaking, which makes it slightly more difficult. The problem is that actually Knight XML provides a lot of the tools that we need to do that. In a temporal
like
sequence.
Would you think it would make sense to just take files by speaker? It doesn't matter what input I give to Rainbow, so I just could use the files as they are. I don't know if that would give an output. I don't know.
I thought the whole thing is that you look at the frequency of a word in that specific, how often a word occurs in a certain topic versus how often it occurs over the whole corpus, and that from that it calculates.
No, I think it's not versus the whole corpus. It's you have certain categories and you measure which words have the highest information for one category. So it's the categories across each other, I think. Probably, yeah, but yeah, it's strange.
Have in the right order all the words with a score to them. And you have a file which has each word and a timestamp. So those two tied together have each word and its time and its value. Yeah.
What the problem is, I don't know exactly. I think the information gain in Rainbow is ordered by the value of the information gain, not. I'm not sure if I can get the right order and the values. That's the problem. If the order stays the same, it's no problem at all to just write back again. But if it's ordered by information gain, I don't know where the words come from, because it has a back of words representation. Yes, it is. It was made for text classification. Yeah, that's the problem.
Are you actually sure that Rainbow is doing a measure, like is returning a measure of what we are trying to measure? Because it seems to me that it sounds like something quite different.
What it actually does is that you put in some documents, and you have several documents per category, and you have several categories, and then it measures which words are typical for a certain category, and if you get a new document, it will compare which words are in that new document, and if there are a lot of words that are typical for one category, it will assign it to that category, and if it's typical for another one, it will assign it to that one.
But where do you have the original category information from?
Yeah, it's because you have you have different files. If this is your directory, you have a directory 1, 2, and 3, and this represents the category. Everything that's in there is in category
where
one.
Where do you have them from at the moment?
Yeah, just split it up somehow, yeah. No, I've just split them up somehow by there are several documents for each meeting, and I just put one in each category. So it's not very sensible at the moment because I'm waiting for the topic segment, so I'm just yeah. Yeah, maybe it's better if I write it myself, because otherwise it's too easy to just split things up into bins, and it wouldn't be any work at all in terms of programming or something.
Yeah, but also it's just like, I think that probably the entropy value at the moment for a word is closer to what we're at the moment looking for. I can just like, I can sit together with you for 20 minutes and just show you the entropy code that I wrote for my other project. And
all right.
Probably, and we should work together because it's we use the same matrix as I'm using in my latent semantic analysis to calculate entropy scores, and then we'd have a score which would be the same for the word in each position. So in that sense, it's doing something different. And like basically, the score that I'm talking about is a conditional entropy score, which just checks how much information the fact that there's one word tells you about what would be the next word. But that's a relatively good measure of whether that's a very specific word, in which case they usually words would tell you quite a lot, or a very general word, which usually doesn't tell you quite a lot.
How does it calculate that, actually?
It's basically it's the standard entropy formula.
Oh, okay.
You sort of you yes, yes. And I mean, I think the official sort of the official description of what it tells you is how much that. Like the fact that a given word occurs tells you about what's the next word going to be, which doesn't sound too exciting, but it just works out in the way that words which are promiscuous and which occur with everything all over the place have very low scores on that, and also usually end up being the words which are least like expressive and contain less information. Yeah, function words are just very general nouns, probably like whatever, for example, the word computer in that context. You could imagine it to like be in all the contexts. Yeah, so we wouldn't do it by word. We would. Sorry. Okay. I was getting that actually. Sorry. I was getting that wrong. I was getting it from what I did in my project. Now, in this case, we would do it by words per meeting. So
yeah, but that's almost, I think, similar to what I'm doing, because words that are in every class that are not very informative, but words that are only in one class are very informative for that class.
Yeah, so it's probably doing quite the same thing in the end, but I'm just saying, like, with that thing you would easily have an algorithm which at the moment provides you for each word
okay.
with a score which we can use.
Alright.
I was describing the wrong thing. In this case we wouldn't be doing how much it tells you about another word. In this case we would be doing, given that you know a word, how good is it at predicting from which specific topic that was.
Yeah, okay.
So that would yeah.
Yeah, that's
same.
Yeah. For a specific word per
the same
per
word. The word yesterday would have the same score all over the place.
All over the place. And in my case it would have different values for each category. But in that category it would have the same value at each place. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
But your category thing depends on that we not just have topic segments, but also that these topic segments, we have them in categories. Wouldn't you need several documents for each category?
That would be best, but I have to look if that.
Will it work without that at all?
At least it works if there are several categories with each, with one document each, but it,
So in our case, basically every topic would be its own category. The question
yeah,
is
that's the question. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand the algorithm enough for that. But what I'm really, like, because the entropy calculation is so simple, maybe we should look into making that score just as a preliminary score that we have.
Okay.
Like it gives you, like, I've looked at the result, it gives you basically something in the end which vaguely tells you just whether a word is a very specific word or a very general word.
Yes.
And there is some hope that probably having just sentences where there's lots of very specific words, if you mark them as being more interesting than the words which are only very general words, that they would get us somewhere. Probably 1.0 is very high information value.
Even though there are all the other same topics we're looking for.
Yeah, because this would. Yeah, in a sense, I mean, this is a bit like the document frequency over total frequency measure. It's sort of just going by.
So would it be higher scored than word that occurs?
What do you mean, every sequence of the same?
Yeah, I mean, with our several topics, for example, 20 topics, and for one of these topics, there are 5 occurrences. And
within the topic, so like topic, the topic, you mean like just like from a beginning to an end point, like within one meeting, there are several topics.
Yes, but across meetings, there will be the same topic several times.
We don't have that information anywhere, do we?
Well, and when it splits the topics up, it does do it in regular words. That doesn't tell you what they are.
But both you're segmented.
Also, segment similarity, I think that was.
Well, I'm doing one on segment similarity in the end. Yeah, I'm doing like finding similar segments based on like semantic analysis. But. Like for now, like your segmentation is just splitting a meeting up into different blocks.
Okay,
they are not related then to other boxes.
Not from what Colin is doing, from what I'm doing.
No.
It's only that I'm writing an algorithm with it, which then tries to also, again, based on word occurrence patterns, try to link together maybe different ones of those.
So yeah, how would it work?
Oh no, I thought something else that we just split. I need somewhere to split, and that splitting at category boundaries, splitting at topic boundaries, would a nice thing to do, rather than just splitting somewhere. So,
I'm also a bit I'm not 100% sure about Rainbow being the right thing, because it seems that Rainbow does in its structure quite rely on having different examples of the same category, sort of.
Yeah, but I think it should work for just one document, because it compares between the categories, and if you just have one document, it still can find out which words are informative for that category and which are not. So if you have just one document in each category, and there are a lot of occurrences of the weather in each one, so this word will be not very informative across the categories. So it should work for one, but I'm not sure of how exactly it calculates everything, and I think it's not possible to look that up.
You know what? As a byproduct of my LSA, I'll provide a vocabulary, like sort of a dictionary, which for each word gives an entropy score, which just tells you of how much information the presence of a word tells you about which topic it is. Not which category, like I'm not lumping together separate topic segments into categories, but just like how much this word tells you about how likely that the occurrence of that word makes it that it's a specific segment, topic segment, which is some measure already of how widespread this word is versus how specific to a certain segment that is. And I just provide that because that's just not much more work than just the usual thing. And then we can see how we can tie that in with the other stuff. So if you keep on working on Rainbow meanwhile and try to find a way how to tie your Rainbow stuff into some way that we can attach it to a certain time segment.
Yeah, maybe it's possible to have a list that it's that is ordered by. Yeah, I don't know.
Just thinking, is each word completely unique? Like, sort of, does it treat each word, each occurrence of word, as a completely unique event, or does it? I mean, no, it has to. I mean, basically, the form of the word is important, right? We can't just replace the word by an arbitrary string, because it looks if the same word occurs again and stuff.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It has to work on the word, like on. What I was thinking is whether if you replace the word by something uniquely identifiable, which order it is, but that wouldn't work because it needs the word because that's all it's working on. It's the word, and it looks if that word occurs again and versus how often that word occurs in other contexts, right? So we can't attach some type of information to the word, just to the word string itself, like making an underscore, making the time.
All right. Yeah, you can use some kind of truncation. Maybe if you attach a number to each word and say that it should omit the last part. Probably not. No. Yeah, maybe I should try something different and just program it for myself. Because
For now, I mean, really just like, yeah, I think if we work together on an entropy basis, it's, let me see if I can demonstrate. I mean, let's just keep on talking meanwhile and I'll try to start it up. It's a very simple thing, but it basically just does something which tells you how specific a word is. In a sense, it's basically just to a high degree really telling you how rare a word is or how common a word is. But as the first step, that's probably for a prototype for next week, that's probably not a bad thing. I mean, even if it's just that, even if you just like, if you have segments where lots of rare words occur, highlighted in darker red than segments where all the very common words occur, that's just that somewhere to start from. And it's a bit more sophisticated than that, but then de facto it just ends up doing that. If we get it on a word by word basis, whatever you do, it'll probably be on a word by word basis.
Mm-hmm.
But on a sort of segment, but not quite segment basis.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really decided on how to really get the information out of this now because when I have, for example, increased speaker overlap, that applies to several terms, of course. But I could.
What about the following model? I mean, this is a very unscientific way of doing it in some sense, but what if we take time as the standard unit for now and sort of like make a massive 1 second split super array, because everything you're doing can in one way or the other be tied down to actual time. So if for each 1 second time slot you could attach a value, and then it would be easy to then go back when if we have the time marks here and remap that onto the length of the segment. You know what I mean? So if you have for each word, say, and we know that word starts at this second and ends at that second, and you have for like for some time period the overlap in that period on the F1s in that period or something. So you also have a value which can be tied down to a time. And then we could just in MATLAB or in something just create some massive super array of things for each like sort of time sampling slot and calculate the value for this. And once we have this array, we can go with the script and sort of go for each segment to the starting and end times and say, okay, this is from our time segment here to this time segment there. So we take the sum of those and divide them by the numbers and then create the average and put it in as the value for the segment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how can we get to know what makes sense as a function for joining everything together?
Oh,
it might be difficult to find that out.
Fiddling thing, in the end,
yeah.
That problem we'll always have. Because we don't have a useful way of automatically evaluating automatically what's good and what's bad. So it's probably always going to be a question of looking at it and saying, okay, like running it with different factor loadings and saying, okay, this way it works this way, this way it works that way.
Yeah, because what you proposed, we should break that down to have the smallest unity of time duration should be one word.
But it would probably be more difficult for map to map for you to map it on. So
yeah,
for you,
sure,
sort of
but I could then if I have the language for a second, I could perhaps just give all the new like words and
you could always find out how many words there are in an utterance, couldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So you say that it's like you basically say having an array where each cell is one like is one word, I think, and then you would map your information onto individual words. Would you be able to find out which word? Like some type of just point in the end where the one score all the individual word cells get multiplied all with like for each utterance or whatever you have get all multiplied with the same value, all the ones that are within that utterance, and that's sort of the combination of the two scores.
Yeah.
For example.
And then we'd have to go back again and then put that back into that segment out here.
Mm.
So that we, because in the end we don't want it on a per word basis, but probably on a per segment basis.
So, but
oh yeah, yeah, actually that's true. So that it's easier if you are able to. Well, I think that's probably back where we started. You said it's more complicated because your segments aren't those segments exactly.
Yeah, I mean mine are only more, but they have the same starting endpoint. Sometimes there are two segments and one with a gap in between them, and they have.
And their segments do overlap.
No, they don't. But
those two or those don't.
My segments overlap in the same way as theirs do, but sometimes I have split one of the segments into two segments, but it's easy to match.
Okay. So you could, on their granularity, you could on their granularity create a score like for each of their segments.
Mm.
Well, I guess I mean for you, if you know for each word, if you find that out, then
yeah,
it's
then we
possible.
Yeah.
If you know sort of this is going from word to word, or if this is going from time to time, and then there has to be a way then for you to say, okay, this concerns these following words, and then just make make a simple mean over them. I think an interesting thing is if we don't combine your two scores in the XML file yet, but if we do that in the software, then we can probably make ways of playing with it in the software and sort of, you know, like adapting some sort of control, like playing around with, look like just playing with different weightings for the utterance based one versus the word based one and sort of look at it dynamically. You know what I mean? Like playing around, sort of figuring out what's the best way of combining them by playing around and looking at the results.
We could even have a look at our different measures if they come up with the same kinds of.
Yeah, we could probably make a graphical display initially, at least for our experimenting, which displays them in different ways and then see how they interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you think like both of you then can map something onto their segments? Like just each of you provide one value, like double value or whatever, like one decimal value or whatever, onto exactly their segments.
I think if I can provide something for the words as they are, it's stated from where to where the segments go, it should be possible. Yeah, so it must should be possible.
Yeah. It's sad that we do this before we truly figure out how the Nitex XML thing works, because now we're doing it all by hand and like parsing and unparsing the thing, and it's all part of the framework. How much easier would it be if we truly understood this?
Mm-hmm.
I might just change my order of in which I do things and like forget my latent semantic analysis stuff until the weekend and try to really make sense of the night data system now, so that maybe as soon as I've understood that, we find ways of doing that within the night framework already, so that we don't manually have to parse times and tie things together.
You mean by matching strings or what?
Well, at the moment, what you would do like to solve this problem is you would sort of like write some Perl script or something that gets this time value out.
Yeah, but what I've done is a parser, an XML parser, where you can get the start times. So yeah, that's quite easy because it's an attribute, and you just say that you want the values of those attributes.
So provided that you get your words in the right order, do you think it is an easy task for you, or it's a relatively feasible task for you to get just a single value per segment?
I think that should be possible. I don't know how long it takes me, but.
Okay. And you say you think you're able as well to map onto those segments. And if you're both able to map to those segments, then we should be able to get one file where we have, like, whatever, two values, value A and value B, both as attributes for this. And that we could load into a prototype and see what types of, what ways of displaying this information are there.
Strange, and perhaps it's because of laughter or something, that's what I was thinking, but I didn't have that.
There's probably also social interaction factors in that there's sometimes just a meeting, like if people adapt their F0s to each other, then there's sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I read in one of those papers.
Can you not do something like just like not measuring the F0, the absolute at all, but just like the variance of F0 within a certain time frame, and like sort of like just have some parts where it's very low variance, where they're more or less talking about the same F0, and one where they have a lot of more variance. I don't know about that.
But this is quite data intensive.
Yeah.
I, when I
So at the moment you're just you're measuring the F zeros relative to the average for the speaker, or
yeah, what I did at the moment is I got the F zero values for each speaker for his headphone, and I only take those that were recorded at the time where he was actually speaking,
mm-hmm.
and for those I calculated the average.
Right, so the average
that gave me no one value per speaker per meeting.
Okay. So what you would be feeding in would be just like one value per speaker per meeting. So
no, that's just the average.
That's your average baseline. Okay. No, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah. So that would show you how much relative to how he's performing generally in that meeting relative to that. How he's in a specific segment.
Yes, I mean, I just need to have this way now to relate.
Yeah. And for you, that would be quite easy to relate to those segments. Yeah, I guess I've asked this question 15 times.
Is laughter annotated at all? Because you
I
could take that then hours out, maybe, if you take the laughter out and then calculate it. Yeah.
They do
exist.
The Castrati Corps, the International Computer Science Institute. I'm afraid I have to go soon. Yeah. I'm not quite sure, is there anything more we have to talk about anymore?
Not at the moment. Maybe if we meet at the weekend.
As soon as I'm halfway through my LSA, like basically as soon as I have the matrix built of the document by word stuff. It's very easy to then calculate for each word
yep.
the score, and I can just give you those scores, and you can do with them whatever you want.
So, no, how about the prototype? If we want to show him something on Monday, we definitely have to work together. Some of us at least have to work together to get it running, probably.
Yeah, I think Colin, Dave, and me will actually work on the Java stuff in it. And we'll just see whatever you supply us, we'll try to tie in and visualize in some way or another.
Right.
I'll ask Jonathan if we can postpone the meeting to 1 o'clock. So that would give us a chance of meeting for an hour before that to discuss the questions that we had. Yeah, I haven't gotten like sort of my confirmation that Wednesday is fine. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to expect a confirmation from my confirmation from him now, or I just email him again and ask him if we can maybe make it one. Sorry, we said 12 and I'm asking if we can make one. This is a bit frustrating at the moment, isn't it? It's so like difficult to get to the point where you understand it enough to really feel it. I don't know, I'm not feeling that I'm really working at the moment, I'm just trying to make sense of everything. It's a bit far into the meeting. I guess as soon as we have a framework in the type of the prototype where like sort of each of us can tie in their stuff and see how it looks like and how it performs, you know, that probably makes it a lot easier then. But instead of it's a bootstrapping problem, like for the prototype we need some type of data, but to develop the data it would be a lot easier to have the prototype. Anyway, I gotta go.
Me too.
Yes, but if it's in a form which is easy to read in at the moment, that would be fine. Sort of like, it's basically, if we have something like your segments file, but for each of you, like, just have one attribute. I think it's really easy if we don't merge them beforehand, but if we let them, if we combine them in the prototype or don't at the moment, because then we can easily display them individually, contrast them to each other,
mm-hmm.
and play around with how we combine them.
And also, we don't have to recalculate if just
exactly.
one.
Yeah.